Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home, and I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. I went to sleep behind the wheel.
up Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Tommy, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. The first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? It started off in Las Vegas about 50 degrees this morning, and the sun has come out during the day, but it only got to a high of about 65 degrees, and it will cool off later on this evening and cool off to a low of 51 degrees. It will be a low time of the year since we are now in the fall season and we're getting ready to go into the winter season. So the weather will be getting cooler as the days get longer in Las Vegas. So that's G Money's weather report for today, Thursday, October 21st. 2021. Now, let's talk sports. How about the Major League Baseball?
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
All right.
G-Money.
What's happening, Papa D? Everything is smooth, and it's kind of cool, a little windy in Vegas, but it feels good outside right now. So let's talk Major League sports. What's going on with the American League playoff, the championship series?
Well, in the American League, as we know, it's the Houston Astros playing the Boston Red Sox. And the series is tied now at 2-2. I'm sorry, at 3-2. Houston won yesterday, so they're three games to two, and they just need one more game to take that league championship series.
All right, so it's the best of four. And will be the winner.
The best of seven.
But the first one to win four games will be the champion of the American League. And they will be set to play in the World Series. So come on, Houston, win this next game. So it'll be over. And we'll be waiting on the winner of the National League. And who's playing in the National League, DJ Papa D? Is it still
it's the LA Dodgers. Your LA Dodgers playing the Atlanta Braves, and currently the Atlanta Braves are up 3-1. And if you remember last year, the league championships was the Dodgers and the Braves, and the Dodgers lost the first two games, but went on to win the next four games and take the league championship series. But they're not doing that this time. They've lost three games. They've won only one game and lost three. So they have to win today if they want to stay in the running.
Stay in the running, huh? So they got to win three straight Because if they lose another game,
they have
game,
to win all the rest of the
games.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got to win three games straight to win, to go to the World Series. Now, the Los Angeles Dodgers are the defending world champions. They won the series the last 2 years in a row. So they are prepped and ready to play. I don't know what's going on with Atlanta playing so well, but the Dodgers got to get their act together, and they have to come from behind, and they have to win the next three games. Because if they lose one, it's either win or go home. So that's where we're faced up again. But go ahead, Dodgers. Come on, L.A., get it together. All right. Well, that's the Major League Baseball sports report for today, Thursday, October 21st, 2021. Now, let's talk NBA. Nope, not NBA. Let's talk NFL football. All right. Well, today is going to be the beginning of, is it week six, DJ Property? This is week six?
Week seven.
Oh, week seven. All right. Boy, football season is passing us by real quick. So we're in the seventh week of the series. So today is Thursday, so let's go through the games and let's see if I can pick a winner. You know I can. I'm primed and ready to pick a winner for week seven. So who's playing tonight on Thursday night football?
All right. Game number one tonight is the Denver Broncos playing the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland.
Ooh.
And they're giving the Broncos 3.5 points. Total points is 42.
Ooh. Total points is 42 points. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. It's going to be more than 42 points. But I'm not sure. My Broncos, I love those Denver Broncos. But I love my Cleveland Browns even more. So I'm going to take Cleveland with the win. And it's going to be over 42 points. Where are they playing this game at? Is it going to be in Cleveland or is it in Denver?
They're playing in Cleveland.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay, I'm going to take Cleveland for the win, and it's going to be over the total points.
All right,
so
Cleveland and
over. That'll be Thursday night win is going to be Cleveland over Denver. So everybody watching the game tonight, I'm picking Cleveland over Denver. All right. So let's go to Sunday's game. What's going on Sunday?
Sunday morning, the first game is the Carolina Panthers are playing the Giants in New York, and they're giving the Giants 3 points. Total points, 43.
Total points, 43. The Carolina Panthers playing the Giants in New York. I want to take Carolina Panthers for the win, but it's going to be under 42 points. I don't think Carolina's going to score a lot of points. And I think the Giants are going to score even less than that. So I'm taking Carolina Panthers for the win and the under.
Panthers and under. Panthers and under. Next up, the New York Jets are playing the Patriots in New England, and they're giving the Jets 6.5 points. Total points, 42.
And where are they playing? Are they playing in New York or are they playing in Boston?
New England.
New England. Okay. Well, I'm gonna take New England for the win, and the total points is going to be under 42 points. I think the New England Patriots are going to beat the New York Jets, but I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. But I'm pretty confident that it's a cinch that New England's going to win. So I'm going with New England and the under. It'll be a low-scoring game, but New England's going to win. So New England and the under.
All right, Patriots and under. Next up, Kansas City plays the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee. And they're giving the Titans 5.5 points. Total points, 57.5.
Tennessee versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee, and they're giving the Titans 5.5 points.
Well, I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans for the win, and the total points for that game, that should be kind of a high. 57 points? That's a lot of points for that game. So, but I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans, and I'll take it in the over. Tennessee in the over. They will beat KC, and Tennessee will win the game, and it'll be over. So I'll take the Tennessee Titans and the over.
Titans and over. Next up, Washington football team is playing the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay, and they're giving Washington 9.5 points. Total points, 48.5.
48 points. And they're playing in Green Bay, you said? Or they're playing in Washington? They're playing in Green Bay. Okay. I'm taking the Green Bay Packers and the over, because I think they're going to score a lot of points, and I think Washington is going to try to score a lot of points. So I'm going to take Green Bay Packers for the win, even if it's just by a field goal. I'm going to take the Packers and over for the win.
Packers and over. Next up, the Atlanta Falcons are playing the Miami Dolphins in Miami, and they're giving the Dolphins 2.5 points.
Giving the Dolphins 2.5 points. And they're playing in Atlanta.
They're playing in Miami.
In Miami. Oh, wow. That's going to make a big difference. I'm going to take the Falcons for the win, because I think Miami has problems in their offense and their defense, and their whole team is kind of running backwards right now. So I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons for the win. And what's the total points for the game?
47.5.
Oh, that's a whole lot of points. I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons and the under. It's going to be under the total points, because I don't think the Miami Dolphins are going to score a lot of points. But I'm thinking that Atlanta's going to score. They're going to outscore Miami, but they're not going to score a lot of points on Miami. So I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons and the under for the win.
Falcons and under. Game number 7, Cincinnati Bengals are playing the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. And they're giving the Bengals 6 points. Total points, 47.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens over the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati's been playing good, though, but Baltimore, I think, is a better team, and I think they'll win. And Jackson is a hell of a quarterback for Baltimore Ravens, and I think he's going to score a couple of running touchdowns himself. So I'm going to take Baltimore Ravens for the win, and it's going to be over the total point, because I think Cincinnati may score a couple of times, but I don't think they'll be close to beating Baltimore. So I'm going to take Baltimore Ravens for the win and the over.
Ravens and over. Next up, game number 8, the Detroit Lions are playing the L.A. Rams in L.A., and they're giving the Lions 14.5 points. I guess they don't expect the Lions to show up. Total points, 50.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take the Rams. This is an automatic win for you people. If you're betting on football, this is the game to bet on. Bet on the Rams to beat the Detroit Lions by a whole lot. And I'm going to take the Rams and the over. It's going to be a shutout. The Rams are going to shut the Detroit Lions down. So the Rams and the over for the win. Automatic win. You can go to the sportsbook and bet on the Rams and win a lot of money this weekend betting on the Rams to win. Okay. Detroit hasn't won a game yet, so I don't think they have a chance against the number one team in the Western Division. Okay. Rams and over.
Rams and over. Rams and over. All right. Next up, Philadelphia Eagles are playing the Las Vegas Raiders in Las Vegas. They're in your city. And they're giving the Eagles 3 points. Total points, 49.5.
Okay. The Raiders playing the Eagles. That should be a pretty good game. I'm expecting the Raiders to win. The Los Angeles Raiders should actually beat Philadelphia, because they got a better team and everything. So they should beat Philadelphia. If they can score 50-something points, I don't know about that. I'd have to think about that for a minute, because Philadelphia can score. Yeah, they may score 20 points. And the Raiders can probably score 25. So what's that, 45 points? And what's the total point, DJ?
49.5.
49. I'm going to go with the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, for the win. And it's going to be under 49 points. Yeah, the Los
Raiders
and the under. Yeah.
All right. Game number 10, Houston Texans are playing the Arizona Cardinals in Arizona. And they're giving the Texans 17.5 points. I guess they don't expect them to show up either. Total points, 47.
Okay. Well, this is an automatic cinch for people betting in the sports book. You want to take Arizona all the way to the bank. Arizona's going to win, and they're going to win with the total over the total point, because Houston may not even score. I think Arizona may shut Houston down, where Houston won't even score. Or if they do, they're going to kick a field goal. And that'll be all of the points that Houston will get. So I'm going to take The Arizona Cardinals for the win and the over. Automatic cinch win for you. Go to the sports book and put your money on the Cardinals to win. Ah, big game. Big win for the Cardinals.
All right, Cardinals and over. Game number 11. Chicago Bears are playing Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay, and they're giving the Bears 12.5 points. Total points, 47.5.
Whoa. Sportsbooks are giving the Bears 12 points. They don't think that Tom Brady's going to even give the Bears a chance. Well, I'd hate to take the Bears because they're playing in Tampa Bay. So
yep.
I'd hate to give the Bears the 12 points and go for the win because the Bears have a pretty good offense. But they're playing against Tom Brady, and we know Brady is a miracle worker. So I'm going to go with Tampa Bay for the win, and it's going to have to be over the total points. For Tampa Bay to beat Chicago, it'll have to be over the total points. So I'm going to go with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers over Chicago Bears in Chicago. Oh, no, they're playing in Tampa Bay, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going to take Tampa Bay for the win. All right. I don't think Tom Brady likes to lose at home. So I don't know about them Bears, though. They play good on the road. But I'm going to take Tampa Bay in the over. I'm going to go with Tom Brady and the Bears. And the Bucks, I'm sorry, Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the over for the win.
All right. Buccaneers and over. Game number 12. Indianapolis Colts are playing the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco, and they're giving the Colts 3.5 points. Total points, 44.
Well, I think San Francisco has some problems. They lost their starting quarterback, so I think they're going to be playing injured on the offense, and their defense is kind of having problems too. I don't know what's going on with them, but they should win. They're playing against the Indianapolis Colts. I think
yep.
The 49ers should win. Are the Colts playing at home or are they playing away?
They're playing this game in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. So they're playing in Santa Clara, in San Francisco's hometown. So,
right.
Okay, San Francisco's the home team, so they'll win at home. And the total points for the game?
Total points is 44.
44. Okay, I'll give San Francisco the win, and they'll win with the total points 44. Yeah, they'll probably win by more than 44 points. So I'll take the 49ers for the win over the Indianapolis Colts. They're playing the Colts, right? Yeah, the Colts are playing
right.
Good, but they won't be able to score as many points as the 49ers. And if the total points would be over 44 points. So I want the 49ers and the over.
49ers and over. And that's the last game on Sunday. Monday Night Football is the New Orleans Saints playing the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. And they're giving the Seahawks 5 points. Total points, 43.
Well, I like my Saints, but I like those Seattle Seahawks too, though. Let me think about that. And they're playing in Seattle?
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be bad if they're playing in Seattle, because Seattle doesn't lose at home. So, Seattle, huh? Who are they playing? Seattle is playing who now?
New Orleans Saints.
Oh, man. Who that say they're going to beat them Saints? Who that? Oh, man. I think Seattle's going to beat them Saints. Yep, I think the Saints are going to get their butts kicked in Seattle. Monday night football. That's going to be a good Monday night game. But I'm going to take Seattle for the win. And the total points?
Total points is 43.
Okay. Seattle and Seattle is 4 points. And the Saints should score points. So I'm going to take Seattle and the over, because I think both Seattle and the Saints will score points. But I think Seattle will outscore the New Orleans Saints. And I'm thinking Seattle's going to have a better defensive day. So they're going to shut the Saints down. So I'm going to take Seattle for the win and the over at home in Seattle.
All right, Seahawks and over.
That should be it for our sports report for week number 7. This is G Money saying that's the sports report for Thursday and week 7. Thursday, October 21st, 2021. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100-style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. You know, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her. Well, one day, I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going for the evening skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I can twist, and I can do a full flip. Oh man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. And we went into the skate rink, and she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating. And I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. So we would go every week, and I was getting real fancy on the skate, and she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. I was crisscrossing my legs. I was doing fancy skating. And then when we crossed, skated backwards, I would just hold her hand, and we would skate real slow on the backwards skating routine. And it was real nice. I felt like I was in love. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. I was real popular because there was a lot of girls at the skate rink that were liking the way I was skating. And they were telling me, you know, they were saying, hey, I want to skate with you when we skate double. And I was like, well, I got my girlfriend. And my girlfriend was like, go ahead, skate with her. You can skate doubles with her. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. And I was like, okay. And I'd get on the floor and skate double, but I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing and skating backwards and turning and spinning around and stuff. And the girls were like, oh, you want to get out here and show out? I said, well, I can't skate real fast with my girlfriend, but you girls can skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. So I went back to my girlfriend, and she was like, you skate pretty good, G. And I said, yeah, baby, I know. You were watching me. I know you were. She was like, yeah, you skate real fancy. And I said, yeah, then I want to skate with you and hold your hand. And she said, well, that's nice. And I said, okay. And we had a good time at the skating rink on Rose Grant. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Fancy skating. I was
fancy as hell when I got on the skate floor. I could do it all. Fancy skate. You're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me 6 tacos? Well, they charged me for 6, because it should have been 5.16. And when they charged me $1.70, did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries, and I got a drink, right? $5.219 is $7.19. So they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, 3 soft tacos, Dexter. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners. And join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Las Vegas. Let's talk NFL. Football. Time to get your horses up. Put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks. So follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner
every week. I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Tommy, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, grab a drink, and get a snack or two as you listen to this very interesting story that I recorded for your listening pleasure. So, DJ Papa D, if you will, play the story for my listening audience. And then we'll be back with the premiere music, premiere song of a new recording artist when we return. So DJ plays the story.
And she says, I got a Mexican dude that's in here in town from Texas. And he usually comes and meets with me, and he pays me real good. So the Mexican dude that Chris has been talking about shows up at the room. And Chris says, oh, Gregory, I need to use the room again. My friend from Texas is there. And he comes to the door, and I look at him. I go, yeah, what's up, man? And he's like, hey, I'm here to see Chris. And I'm like, yeah, she's in here. She stepped out, but she'll be back in a minute. Come in and have a seat. And I'm offering him some beer, and he's like, yeah, I'll drink some beer. And I pour him a cup of beer, and he's drinking the beer. And then Chris comes back in the room, and she says, oh, amigo, welcome. I'm glad you made it. And he's like, yeah, I've only got a few minutes, so, you know, can we do something? And she's like, sure. She's like, Greg, can you give us some space? And I said, yeah, I'll go out. And on the other end, in room number two, there's a black couple, a boy and a girl, a male and a female, that are selling speed. And they're living in the motel room number two. So I go down there because they know Chris. They've met Chris. They sold her some speed. So I go down there, and I sit with them, and I take a piece of crack with me. So I go down there, and I'm smoking crack. Well, they're in the room smoking speed, and I'm like, no, I don't want any. I'm going to smoke this crack. And I do that, and about an hour and a half later, Chris comes down and knocks on the door. And says, okay, Gregory, you can come back to the room. And, you know, my Mexican friend is leaving. And I'm like, okay. And I go back into the room. And she throws me $500. And I go, what? We got money like that?
And he's like, yeah, he always takes care of me every time he comes. And I'm like, all right. So anyway, my friend has just come in the room with a guy, and I stayed next door at the Mexican room while she turned her trick. And she came and knocked on the door and came and got me, and I came back home, and she threw the money on the bed and said, all right, this is money to go buy us some food and to pay for our room for tomorrow night. And I'm going to go call my sister, and I want to let her know I want to come out and visit her because she's in Henderson. And she has two kids that think she's a boy, so she got to get a pair of jeans so she can go out to Henderson and look like a boy because her sister doesn't want her to show up looking like a girl because the kids don't understand. They think that's their Uncle Chris, and if he shows up like a woman, then it's going to be some drama. So she goes out, and she turns some more tricks that day, and she comes back, and she got like $180. She throws it on the bed and tells me to go get some food and to pay for our rent for a couple of days. So I do that, and I'm in the room the whole time. I haven't left. And when she comes back from Henderson, from seeing her sister, she comes back with this black woman. She brings this black girl into the room. And I'm like, what's going on with her? And she's like, oh, I met your friend out on the street. She's really nice, and I like her. And I'm out on the street selling dope. And I'm like, really? You're selling dope? She says, yeah, I'm a chef at the casino on Main Street in Fremont. But I'm the head chef, so I show up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I get all the food out and get it ready for my other chefs to work on the food, and I get them started preparing all the food for the day, and then I leave and I go walk Fremont because I'm selling dope. And I understand you smoke crystal meth. Here's some crystal meth. And she drops a package of crystal meth on us. And I'm like, well, that's nice, but that ain't my drug of choice. And she goes, oh, do you like crack? And I go, yeah, I prefer crack. And she comes out with a bag of marbles, white marbles. They're like 80 rocks. And I'm going, oh, and she gives me two of those, which are like big $20 pieces. And she gives me two of those and goes, here, this is for you. One for you and one for your friend Chris. And I'm like, okay. And I take it and I break it up and I start smoking the crack. Now, she comes in and she has a crack pipe. So she puts a piece of crack on, smokes it, and then passes the pipe to me. And I got a glass pipe now, a real crack smoking pipe. And I'm smoking, and I'm only smoking little bitty pieces because I'm still afraid of the effect of smoking crack because your heart beats real fast, and I don't want to have a heart attack, so I'm smoking little pieces at a time. But I'm smoking, and I'm smoking all day, and I got crack now, so I'm smoking, and then I finish smoking, and then I eat, and then I'm smoking some more, and I eat. And the black girl leaves and goes back to hustling on Fremont Street. So she's going back and forth, and she stops in every now and then to take a smoke break. She's smoking crack with me, and she's giving Chris some more crystal meth, and Chris is smoking the crystal meth. And then Chris is going back out on the street, and she's working. And she comes back at like 11 o'clock at night, and she throws the money on the bed and says, all right, here's money to pay our rent and to go get us some food. And I'm like, okay. And I go down and get the food and everything, and I come back, put it in the microwave. So we got a lot of food stacking up in the microwave because I'm eating a little bit, but I'm mostly smoking. I'm smoking crack all day. And I'm sitting up there going, hey, okay, this is cool. So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and gets on the bus at night and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. She comes and she comes in and she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. And she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay, I'm putting the money up. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking and we're eating food and she goes to sleep. Well, I'm watching TV now. I'm smoking. So I'm high, but I'm up and I'm smoking and I'm eating food and we got plenty of food. And then it's Thanksgiving a couple of days. So we ordered pizza for Thanksgiving. So we got two big, large pizzas in there, and we're eating Thanksgiving. We're eating pizza for Thanksgiving, and I got beer, and I got brandy, and I got gin, and I got water, and I got sodas. So our refrigerator is full, and our microwave is full. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
This is G Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comedy, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year, 2021. And welcome, everybody. I mean everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members, the members of listening to my radio show. It's time for our $50 cash giveaway. And today is Thursday, so the contest is if you can name the name of this song. And DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from a song, and you have 5 minutes to call into the radio station to name the name of this song. And I'll be looking for caller number 17. That's right. I'm going to go down to caller 17 and see if we can get a 17th caller to call in and name the name of this song. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the name of the song. Play the clip from the song so our audience can hear it and see if they can identify and name the song. They have 5 minutes to call into the radio station and name the name of this song. So DJ Papa D, play the clip. All right, that's the clip from today's song. So listen to the clip again and make sure you get it good in your mind. And then caller number 17 will be waiting for your call in the radio station to see if you can call and identify the name of this song. DJ Papa D, play the song again for the listening audience. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls listening to this radio show, you have 5 minutes to call in to the station to tell us the name of that song. I'm looking for caller number 17. So you have 5 minutes, and it starts the countdown now. And DJ Papa D, while we're waiting for them to call in and be caller 17 to call in for that song. I think we have a new song we want to introduce. How about you? Are you set and ready to play the new clip from the new song? Play the whole thing. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready to party? Are you ready to get your groove on? Well, right now, G-Money is ready to play a new song. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, now it's my pleasure to introduce a new recording artist. He's originally from Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Tanisha Clemens and her new song called I'm Mad. Oh, yeah.
Baby, you want to tie my wrist. You know I'm the best, no diss. Tonight we don't have to love. I don't even need no kiss. You are where I want it, yeah. You hold my feet up. Sweating like you turn the heat up. Sipping on me feet up. Got a snack you're gonna eat up.
We're gonna
was a man driving an 18-wheeler on the highway, and he passed a dining cafe on the side of the road. So he pulled over into the parking lot and parked his truck and got out and went inside the cafe and sat at the counter. And the waitress came over and asked him what he, if she could take his order, what would he like to eat? And he said, well, I'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it. I'll have a cup of coffee, and I'll have a piece of that pie sitting right there in that window. And she said, okay. And she wrote his order down. And then she turned around and gave the order slip to the cook for him to cook his hamburger. So while the man was sitting there waiting on his food to come, three motorcycle gangsters came in with their leather jackets on and everything. And they walked into the cafe, and they sat down at the counter next to the man that was waiting on his food. And when his food arrived, one biker ate his hamburger. Then the other biker drank his coffee. And a third biker ate his pie. The man didn't say anything, though. He just got up, walked over to the register, and paid the register, paid the people for the order, and left a tip for the waitress, and walked out to his truck and got in his truck. And the bikers started tripping. They were like, oh, man, he was a punk. He was a sorry man. He didn't even put up no resistance about us eating his food. Oh, he was just a sorry punk. And the waitress said, yeah, that's what you say about him. You say he was sorry. He was a punk. He didn't put up no resistance. But not one of you said, what trucking company does he work for? Because he rolled out the parking lot and he smashed three motorcycles with his truck as he was leaving the parking lot.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the Daily Report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Tommy, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. And, well, we're just trying to do a $50 cash giveaway to caller number 17. But unfortunately, we haven't gotten 17 people to call into the radio show. They stopped at caller number 12. Now, people, you can't win the money if you don't call to be 17 callers. So, again, I'll have to put the money away until Monday's radio show. And we'll have a cash giveaway on Monday for our movie $50 contest. So, since we can't give away the money, I guess I'll put it away for Monday's show. But in the meantime, DJ Papa D, tell us the name of that song and play the song for us in its entirety. And then I want you to play my song, Stand Up, for us to listen to the pride in the music that we have on this show. So play the song, and then tell us what the name of that song is. And we'll
the name of the song is, and we'll be back for more of the show in a moment. The name of the song is All Fall Down by Five Star. And I believe that song came out 1980s. Early 80s, maybe?
By?
I believe.
All Star? By what star? Atlantic Star?
The name of, nope, the name of the song is All Fall Down.
Yeah,
and
I got
that. The name of the group is Five Star.
Five Star. Oh, this must have been a one-song wonder for that group. Because I don't know if they even had a popular album that came out in the early 80s or the late 70s. Okay. Well, play the song for our listening pleasure. And then play my song, Stand Up, for all of the listeners of the show. Because I want to show that they're not the only ones that have talent. So play the song, All My,
All Fall Down, I'm
bum, bubba dum, bum, 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 bubba dum.
Stand up and scream. Stand up and scream. These bunnies of death. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls rule the world. These bunnies got girls all over the world. These money guys hold in all area codes. These booty girls all over the world.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as a day long. I mean, she had firm boots on that went up to her thighs.
Stand up and shout. Stand up and shout. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it up, shake it down. Shake it, big booty girls all over town. Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, big booty girl. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Shake it, big booty girls, all day and all night.
She sat up and her big butt just fell out. Boom! And I was like, oh, wait, let the dog kick pretty
penny. Kim got a big old butt. Karen got a big old butt.
Quintina got a big old butt.
Lisa got a big old butt. George got a big old butt. Kathy got a big old butt. Cheryl got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Kelly got a big old butt. Simone got a big old butt. April got a big old butt. Elaine got a big old butt. Michelle got a big old butt. Melinda got a big old butt. Monica got a big old butt. All my girls got big old butt.
Oh, wait. Yeah, wait, you're looking good to me. I like to say that, but she had a big juicy booty.
Brenda got a big old butt. Deborah got a big old butt. Alice got a big old butt. Janine got a big old butt. Sonya got a big old butt. Nadine got a big old butt. Harper got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old butt. Rose got a big old butt. Wendy got a big old butt. Renee got a big old butt. Diane got a big old butt. Mary got a big old butt. Francis got a big old butt.
All my girls got big old butt.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world.
All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girls all over the world.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
That played real good, too. So, yes, this is G Money, the Pimp Tommy, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Yes, it's been a great day, and I hope everybody enjoyed the radio show as we brought it for your listening pleasure. Well, now it's time to say the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to go somewhere because I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I want to tell everybody thank you to my brother, DJ Papa D, for being my studio engineer, and thanks DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I am the entertainer of the year, and I have the best radio show on the planet. So tell all your friends to pull up my show and listen to the activities I'm talking about, because I got the best radio show on the planet. Yeah, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. Well, before we go, I want to give a shout out to everybody that has a birthday today. Today is Thursday, October 21, 2021. So DJ, Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we want to give a shout out to today before I get out of here and go on about my business?
Yes, I'm sure we do.
Okay. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, October 21st, 2021. And they are as follows. To all the Phi Beta Sigma guys out there, my frat, go my frat. And to all my sorority sisters, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and to all the other GDIs, and that means, you know, you damn individuals, and to all of my Greeks, the Alpha Phi Alphas, and the Alpha Kappa Alphas, and the Kappa Alpha Psi, and the Delta Sigma Thetas, and the Omega Psi Phi and the Phi Beta Sigma, my brother, and to the Sigma Gamma Rho and to the Zeta Phi Beta, my sister, and to the Iota Beta Phi Fraternity Incorporated, and to the Delta Sigma Theta. I think I said them twice. But to all of the Greeks, I say the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. So, TJ, birthday for today.
All right, we have a few birthdays. Reynold Brown has a birthday today. Jackie Wilson, who's a Zeta, is 62 years old today. Happy birthday, Jackie Wilson. Jocelyn Miller Harris, birthday today. Wesley Allen also has a birthday today. Chauncey of the Hero's Journey has a birthday today. Freddie Dickens is 47 years old today. Dee Dee Brooks is 61 years old today. And last but not least, Bertha Merritt is 71 years old today. Happy birthday, everyone. These are the birthdays for October 21st, 2021.
All right. Well, happy birthday to my Soros and to my fraternity brothers and all the Greeks, male and female, and to everybody else that's celebrating their birthdays today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All of you, today is your day, so celebrate it with the best of everything. Get some good gifts today, some good prizes, and some good loving, because it's your day. So you should get good love today, because it's your special day. And for all of those that are celebrating their birthdays that I don't know, I got a special greeting for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one, too. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I'm so funny. Woo! I make you laugh all day long. I make you sing and swing all day long. I'm moving the crowd. I make you laugh out loud. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Okay, DJ Papa D, I'm getting out of here, and I want to wish everybody a happy day today. Make sure you're wearing your mask. Make sure you get your vaccination shot. And make sure you're washing your hands. And make sure you're maintaining social distance as you're walking among crowds in your neighborhood, in your city, all around the world. Because the virus is still out and it's still attacking people. So make sure you maintain your health and take care of your good sense. As I'm G Money, and I'm out of here. Peace. Until Monday, I'll see you later. God loves you, and I love you too. All right, DJ Papa D, play our prayer to say, so that we can pray this virus away. Oh, did I drop?
The ground.
Oh, wow. I dropped. Yep.
Come on.
talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us
as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.